Hi, I'm JoJo Smith, and you're listening to Helen Simon's Jazz Express.
My guest today on Jazz Express is Victorian-based JoJo Smith. To her fans, she is one of Australia's greatest treasures, a wonderful artist who has them yearning for each next album or live performance. Highly praised and respected by fellow musicians who find her an irresistible draw card as she plays guitar and drums on stage. She has sung on many albums and played alongside musical greats such as Renee Geyer, Vanetta Fields, Marcia Hines, Glenn Shorrock, Olivia Newton-John, Kate Sobrano, and many, many others. JoJo continues to perform around Australia and captivate audiences with her weave of lyrical stories and compelling rhythms. Her fresh uniqueness in sound and composition often brings to mind some of the world's most respected singers and songwriters in the likes of Joni Mitchell, Bonnie Raitt, Etta James and Norah Jones. Her new CD, Standing in the Lovelight, was recorded at Jim Kelly's Tone Ranger studio and it features 8 original songs and 4 covers. JoJo, thank you for joining me today. It's a real pleasure to welcome you to Jazz Express.
Thanks, Helen. It's good to be here with you.
Now, this is a big, funky and very groovy production recorded with some of the country's finest musicians. What was the starting point for this album?
The starting point for the album was actually having some tunes, written for this album and, you know, the song list itself. So just knowing I wanted to record a new CD and I think the first tune I put together was Standing in the Lovelight, which is a dedication to all the musicians and singers that I've worked with throughout my musical career. So that's where it began, really.
How do you produce these lyrics, these wonderful lyrics? Do you sit out there and do they come naturally to you? Or is it a hard slog?
Yeah, it's hard slog. Some do, some don't. It depends on what... Standing in the Lovelight was easy to write because it just felt good and it just felt like the right thing to be doing at the time. And I have a great respect for the musicians that I work with. So it was easy to write this piece. I felt every line I wrote, really. I don't even think I rewrote anything or went over the lyrics, as sometimes I do. Some songs take me 3 months, 6 months, you know.
So how long did it take you to produce these originals over the last 12 months, or have they been percolating for the last couple of years in your mind?
Yeah, that's right. Some of them had been percolating. 20 Hail Marys, for instance, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that off the top of your head, but that's been percolating in my mind for a while, you know, at least 2 years. So some of them are pulled out of the book that I'll go back to, and others are just fresh, straight off the bat. So, you know, some of them are only sort of 8 months old type thing.
Now, the covers, you chose 4 brilliant covers. I mean, I love your version of Sting's Fragile. I mean, it really just touches me so deeply. And I think it does to anybody who'll listen to it. Tell me, why did you choose that particular one? Daniel Lanois' The Maker and The Beatles' Blackbird and, of course, the brilliant, on top of that, the Johnny Hathaway song.
Sure. Look, I've always loved Fragile. I've always loved the tune. I've always thought to myself, this is a song that I'd really like to record. I know it's been recorded by many artists, but I felt like I wanted to give it. I wanted to record it, you know. So that's just something I did, and I have my own headset around what the lyrics are about, and so I went ahead and recorded it. And I play drums on that as well. I'm not sure if you know that, but
yes.
And I've always loved The Maker. Mm. The Maker's a special song for me, so that was another reason. You know, songs are special. I want to always, see if I can honour the writer as best I can and record the tune if they're favourites in my own heart. Blackbird is a song that I always wanted to put a little funky groove to it because I play guitar and I muck about a bit on the bass end, and I was mucking around one day just going, you know, dink, dink, brattle day, back, daggle, redway, day, and I thought, oh, that might be a bit of something that I can do in Blackbird. So anyway, I did it, and it was the one that we put put away for a moment and thought, oh, gee, I don't know about this one. But in actual fact, it works. And we got, you know, we got the put the right treatment to it, and it seemed out to work out fine. So, and someday we'll all be free. Well, God, I hope I've done it justice.
I think you have, and congratulations. It's a beautifully produced album. You recorded this album with Jim Kelly at Tone Range Studio, and he's had your back there, which is really wonderful, with a lot of other beautiful friends of yours, musical friends of yours, including Steve Russell on piano and Greg Lyons on bass. Tell me a little bit more about why you chose those particular musicians and that particular studio.
Yeah, good question. The musicians I hold in the high esteem for me. They're just brilliant musicians. I've known them for many years and worked with them all together for many years. They are experts at their craft, basically. And in my opinion, they are in the A-list of musicians in the country, and they just know, they just, I sent them a tape of bare bones, basically, and they put this beautiful body and soul and spirit into it. I couldn't be happier. I wanted to do a studio album and have a producer, and have that producer understand where I was coming from in terms of it. I would like this album to be radio friendly. So I think Jim Kelly's done a superb job of producing the CD and arranging the tunes as well. But yeah, these musicians I hold in high esteem. I love these guys, and that's what Standing in the Love Light's all about.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful CD. I wish you all the best of luck with it. Standing in the Love Light, out on Vitamin. You can also find more information at jojosmithsoul.com. Tour dates for Jo. She's coming to Mullumbimby at the Poinciana Cafe on the 4th of July. The 5th of July, Jo will be at the Brisbane Jazz Club. And on the 8th of July at the Platinum Lounge back down in Lismore at the Workers Club. Jojo, I wish you all the best. Have a great tour. And I look forward to sharing Standing in the Love Light with many listeners. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Hi, I'm JoJo Smith, and you're listening to Helen Simon's Jazz Express.